Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
The Lord, praise God, and the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to turn your life around, make your life brand new. The Lord blessed us with a powerful ministry going to the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars before the coronavirus closed them in March of 2020. Now this is November 2022, and the Lord is blessing us to get ready, to gear up, to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Glory to God. We know the world is changing. That's what we're talking about during this month on the broadcast. Yes, technology is increasing. Yes, sir. But the Lord remained the same. Jesus is still in the saving business. He's still in the healing business. He's still in the miracle working business. Praise God. We plan on having church today. Missionary Velvet going to minister, praise the Lord, in her songs and words of inspiration. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the exciting message and the wonderful song of inspiration. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise the Lord. Yes, we're living in a changing world with all the violence going on in our cities and towns across the United States. It's something to really take notice. We just can't go around and ignore it, because it's very open for us to really look at. All the violence going on. People shoot people. I'm telling you, take a life and you can't put it back once you take it. Like I said on earlier broadcast, families lose loved ones to senseless killings. Violence going on. Young people die in the streets. It got so bad in one city, in fact, it was Richmond, that it was so much violence going on with shoes and all, that the attorney general, that she came out in the streets and wanted to know what's going on. It was so much crime and so much violence going on. I'm telling you, people, we need to take notice. We need to look at your children and teach your children another way to live. They don't have to be a victim of the streets. You don't have to be out there acting like you, Mr. Big Shot out there in the streets. The safe place is to be in Christ, to be in Jesus. I'm telling you, amen. I don't want people to get a phone call saying something tragic has happened to their son or daughter. I don't want that to happen. But in order to keep that from happening, prayer must be given to our children. We must encourage them. There's another way to life. Let them know that Jesus came into the world to bring salvation so that they can be free from the bondage of the enemy. Because the schools and all are teaching people about just religion. Teaching them that, amen, religion is just one type of amen, something that people doing and polluting their mind with all these different religions. And they look at it like it ain't nothing to it. But I don't come to buy time on radio to broadcast and, amen, advertise religion. I come to broadcast Jesus. Jesus is more than just religion. Jesus come to deliver you from your sins. St. John 8:36 said, "He that the Son set free is free indeed." Jesus come to bring you out of sin and take sin out of you. so you can be free.
Amen.
Glory to God. And have great joy in your soul and peace in your mind. Satisfy you what Jesus can do. Yes, he will. Yes, he can.
Amen.
Praise God. The devil is killing, stealing, and destroying. Look at how people take a gun and go and rob the store. Shoot up the store. I'm telling you, stick a gun in your face. Rob you. But Jesus come to get that devil out that person that he don't rob no more. People get on the media and say, put down the guns. Do you think them people going to hurt you when you say, put down the guns? I'm telling you, amen, they're shooting, keep on going because they got a devil in them. That's what it is. But Jesus come to get that thing out of you so that you won't have to be out there got guns and shooting people, killing innocent people, killing young people, amen, that's just out there just walking to the store. Or just out there, amen, just living their life in peace. And you just go by and just cut them down and take their life. Jesus come to set you free and save you from your sins. So you can have victory over the devil and get you ready for heaven. That's right.
Amen.
Praise God. People need the Lord. They need Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Missionary Velvet, you got a wonderful, inspirational song. I want to let you minister to those here on the broadcast because they love to hear your singing. Glory to God.
What way will you choose? Would it be that straight and narrow way? Or would it be that broad way? What way will you choose? What way will you choose? That straight and narrow way will be with God, his son, Jesus Christ, in the angels in heaven, forever and ever. Or would it be that broad way with the devil, his angels and demons, in hell fire forever and ever? What way will you choose? What way will you choose? Would it be that straight and narrow way? Or would it be that broad way? God has given free will to choose between good and evil. What way will you choose? It is your personal choice. You must decide. You must decide. What way will you choose? That straight and narrow way. You will obey the voice of God, his statutes and commandments, to hear his son, allow him to forgive you of your committed sins, or deny yourself and take up a cross and follow him. What way will you choose? What way will you choose? Would it be that broad way? Would that broad way where there are no rules and regulations? Then you find yourself committing the sins of the flesh, having strife and hatred in your heart, little love for your fellow man. What way will you choose? What way will you choose? Would it be that straight and narrow way? Or would it be that broad way? What way will you choose? It is asking us a serious question. What way will you choose? That straight and narrow way. You would be like Moses said, I'd rather suffer with the people of God than enjoy the pleasure of the world just for a season. You would be like Joshua said, so as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Then most of all, you will be like Paul said, I press, I press, I press toward the mark of the high calling, forgetting those things behind me and looking forward to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of all our faith. So what way will you choose? What way will you choose? That broad way. It would be like the rich man said, I will eat and be merry, tear down my bonds and be a bickle one. That very same night, he was called thou fool, your soul is required of you. I'll be like the other rich men who were dressed in fine and purple linens, fast something every day. He was so selfish, he would not allow Lazarus to have the crumbs from his table. He died and was burnt. Oh, he lifted up his eyes in torment. He said, allow Lazarus to dip his finger in water to cool my tongue. And go and tell my brother, don't come to this place. But he was told they need to hear the prophets and who are warning them now. Oh, will you be like the people in Noah's time that failed to heed the warning and were destroyed? Or will you be like the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, fire and brimstone destroy them? The Bible tells us it would be worse for us in this time compared to theirs. So what way will you choose? What way will you choose? What way will you choose? Would it be that straight and narrow way? Oh, would it be that broad way? God has given you the right to choose. It is your choice to choose between good and evil. What way will you choose? What way will you choose? If I were you, I would choose that straight and narrow way. I would choose that straight and narrow way. Where is with God, his son, Jesus Christ, the angels in heaven forever and ever. Choose the straight and narrow way. Choose the straight and narrow way. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, amen. Missionary Bell is saying some wonderful words of advice. Very inspirational music words.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
choose the straight and narrow way.
Yeah.
Because Hallelujah. We need it in order to make it to heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith.
Glory, glory, glory.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that wonderful inspirational song coming from our wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet. Choose the straight and narrow way. Lord, let the people, those that's in sin, pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner.
Please,
if you forgive
Jesus,
me of my sin,
please,
Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions.
Please,
cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness.
Please,
Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that's sick in their body. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, stretch forth your hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prison. Touch those that's incarcerated. Those in the streets. Lord, deliver them from the life of the streets. Lord, save the young people. Bring them into the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Everybody lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
While you're praising God, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise them, praise them, praise them. What way will you choose? We thank the Lord for the message and the song. We love those behind prison bars. Ella Holmes and I have a great love for them, but Jesus loved them even more. And he is your best friend. He is there for you no matter what you're going through. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Those in the free world, think of your prayers and support of our ministry. And the Lord loves you too with the everlasting love, and we do too. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. Give God a chance, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for the Velvet Eye to do ministry. Amen. Praise God. Those of you that, amen, speak the Spanish language can write up for Spanish material because Jesus loved the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast, this chapter, William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. This train is bound for glory.